Editorial: Reform Police and Judiciary. There is no peace without justice. This is the catchphrase at red shirt rallies. Indeed, who can argue with that? From the victims of Southern violence, the relatives of those killed in last year's May bloodshed, to the landless villagers persecuted by unjust laws, they all insist justice is the prerequisite for peace. Yet, in Sunday's general election, which will decide Thailand's path, no political party has dared touch the obstacles to justice. Unjust laws, police corruption, and an out-of-touch judiciary. Mention any case of social injustice in this country, and it almost always has to do with these giant glitches in the justice system, which desperately need to be redressed. Earlier this week, the U.S. Embassy condemned Thailand for failing to punish corrupt police and officials in human trafficking rackets, while highlighting the lack of a human rights approach among the judiciary as a compounding factor which prevents the victims of labor abuse from receiving justice. It is the same story with the powerless Thais. Countless villagers have been jailed for forest and land encroachment, although they had lived on those plots of lands long before the areas were earmarked as national forest or before the commons were taken over by rich landlords with the help of corrupt officials. The law is no help to ease the heated land rights conflicts that are raging across the country. Written by the forestry authorities, the draconian forestry law makes the Royal Forestry Department the sole owner of the forests and turns forest dwellers and small farmers into illegal encroachers. With the power of money, however, big-time miners and landlords with rubber and oil palm plantations in national forests remain intact. The judiciary is of no help either. In strictly going by the letter of the law, without any knowledge of local realities, and themselves the product of city prejudice against the rural poor, many judges feel it is perfectly all right to send the powerless victims of unjust forestry laws to jail. Meanwhile, the costly and extremely lengthy legal procedures are a social injustice in itself because it prevents the poor from receiving justice while giving more legal access to the rich and the powerful. To effect judicial reform, all unjust and discriminatory laws must be amended through the open participation of civic groups and the people directly affected by those laws. The extremely conservative Council of State, the government's legal arm, which often tampers with the drafts of liberal laws, must be prohibited from doing so. The education of judges and legal personnel must be revamped to undo gender and ethnic prejudices and to instill in them the significance of human rights. Police reform is a much more difficult task. Not that no one knows how to do it. Demilitarize the police force, decentralize its operations, make the police accountable to the communities, improve their salaries and welfare to prevent corruption. All these solutions have been discussed and are supported by junior police officers, but they have been fiercely vetoed by police big shots. politicians dare not upset the police force because that would spell big trouble for many shady businesses under their patronage network. This is why all previous efforts have failed to open up the essentially feudal and authoritarian system that is deeply corrupt. Despite the uphill tasks, Thailand can no longer postpone reform of the police and the judiciary. Without these crucial reforms, social injustice and double standards will be here to stay, threatening to push the country deeper into political disarray.